Duke and Dow with you live in studio. Joining us live over the phone this morning is Adam Calkins, and talking a little youth hockey in Southern Lincoln County. Adam, of course, district forest ranger by day, hockey player by night. Adam, you know, I appreciate you taking some time with us today. For whatever reason, and we've never been able to figure out why, because we have the temperatures to do it, but hockey just culturally has never taken off in Wyoming. Tell us about your background. Obviously, you've done it a couple of times.
So, I mean, back in the 90s, Kemmer had a hockey program. There used to be more across the state, and there's still a few programs out there. Rock Springs, Pinedale, Jackson have programs. And so we're just really looking to capitalize on the 9 months of winter that we have here in Wyoming and in South Lincoln County. So my background, I just played a lot of hockey growing up. I grew up in the 90s. Hockey and rollerblading were king, if you probably remember. And so it's just something that I've always loved, and just want to bring that love to the people of South Lincoln County.
So, Adam, one of the things that it seems like when we've had conversations with people that have tried to do some hockey things before, it's not just, oh, let me go throw a, you know, a hose out on a piece of land and make a rink. There's a lot more to it to make a good one. So there's some expertise and some things like that. And I'm assuming, you know, as you organize this, what are some of the challenges that come with that?
So some of the challenges, I mean, so this is going to be an outdoor rink, and really grateful to John Tibbetts over at the Kemmer Golf Course here in town, who also has a lot of expertise in this. And so our rink, we were able to get a grant through the Lincoln Recreation Commission to get a brand new hockey rink coming to Kemmer. Should be here next week, and so we're really excited about that. And it's going to be outdoors on one of the ponds at the golf course, actually. And so we need the weather to get a little cooler for us so that that pond can start freezing. And yeah, it's not just as simple as, you know, throwing a hose out in your front yard and freezing it, and then you have an ice rink. But John has a lot of knowledge in this. I've done it a couple times as well. We've called some other cities and programs that do similar things to kind of pick their brain on how they do it. So we feel pretty confident that we're going to be able to put a pretty quality rink out there this year for people to come and play, and then for our league that we're hoping to have, and for people to come and use it just for general ice skating over the course of the winter as well.
I was actually going to ask that, if it would be something open to the public to use when you're not playing hockey, and it sounds like that'll be the case, right?
So it's going to be on, as I mentioned, one of the ponds out at the golf course, and the hope is that we can actually keep the majority of the pond cleared. The hockey rink will take up just a small part of that pond, and so both the hockey rink and the greater pond will be available for public skating. They can continue to rent skates from the rec center like they've always done, and so we'll be able to have all that open for the public, and we're really excited about it.
So, Adam, let's say somebody listening right now, this is the first they've heard of this, and they're excited about it. How can they get involved? How can they sign up? How can they help? How can they do different things?
So this winter, the plan is, or the hope, I should say, is to have the program through the Kemmer Rec Center, and our hope is that it's going to be a smaller program. We don't quite know the full interest that we have out there. Kemmer's a smaller community, and so it's actually going to be a 3-on-3 program, which is quite exciting. Nobody else in the area is doing that, and I think we can really build off of that. We're hoping to have a couple different age groups, 2nd to 3rd grade, 4th through 6th grade, and then 7th to 12th grade. And the biggest thing people can do if they're interested is they can go ahead and they can reach out to Lois at the rec center for more information. There's lots of flyers and information that's been posted to the Kemmer Facebook pages. Now, my number's on the Kemmer Facebook page as well on those flyers. And so people can reach out to Lois at the rec center for information. They can reach out to me, and we can get them more information on kind of timelines, hopefully early January, and how we're going to structure this program.
You know, speaking with Adam Calkins this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, Adam, there's some other unique challenges when you try and start up a youth hockey league, where it's not like basketball or football or some of those things where you can just throw a jersey on a kid and say, go run around. We're skating on ice, right? And and if someone's like, well, I think I'd like to give it a shot, but I've never strapped on skate, I have no idea how to skate. And so maybe walk us through some of those challenges when you try and grow a program from the very beginning like this. So what kind of training will be available for these kids?
So there's a lot of challenges trying to get a hockey program up and running. As you said, it's not just throwing on a pair of sneakers and a jersey and going out and playing. There's a lot of equipment that's needed for hockey. And so we're actually, because we recognize the cost that hockey is an expensive sport to play. For a family to purchase equipment for their child would be starting about $500 just for the equipment. And so we're really working on how we can provide all of the equipment for all of the kids, because we want every kid that wants to play hockey to be able to come out and play, which isn't something that most other programs provide. Most other programs, the parents have to go pay for all the equipment. And so that's one of the challenges. We're hoping this year to offer, again, through the rec center, a learn to skate program, and that would be open for anybody age 5 to 99. And so we're looking for an instructor for that program. As much as I love all of this, I can only do so much. I only have so much time. And so if anyone's interested in coaching and leading that program, feel free to reach out to me or reach out to Lois at the rec center. But that will go a long way in helping kids get more comfortable skating. A lot of our practices are going to be focused on skating and the fundamentals of that. Anybody can go run around a field and chase a soccer ball, but it's a totally different thing to strap skates on your feet and go out on the ice. So we're hoping all of these different things we're trying to bring will help make it more of a functional program and not just people falling over the ice trying to chase a puck.
You mentioned there were several different communities that have different programs and things like that. Do you anticipate maybe down the road some type of interaction and play between these communities, or is that too far down the road to really look at that yet?
Down the road, I would hope so. I've reached out to the programs in Pinedale and Rock Springs and a little bit to the program in Jackson, and they have they're really excited that we're getting a program in Kemmer, first of all. They think it's really cool that there's interest here, and they have expressed interest. They do a tournament in Pinedale. They do a tournament in Rock Springs every year. In us coming down and participating in those tournaments, they've said that their kids would be interested in maybe coming up to Kemmer and doing a scrimmage at some point. But we're a couple years down the road from that point. This year, our focus is really just trying to put a product out on the ice and help these kids learn how to ice skate and learn how to the basic fundamentals of hockey.
Adam, you mentioned the costs associated with just outfitting kids to play. I understand you're doing a fundraiser soon, correct? Maybe give us some details on this fundraiser and what's happening there.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the cost to outfit kids in hockey equipment is quite expensive. Starts for the low end of equipment around $500 per kid. And so we recognize that is unaffordable for most families. And so right now, we're actually running a fundraiser. We're raffling off two halves of a pig. Tickets are $10 a piece. Get your name entered into the drawing. We're doing the drawing on December 2nd. And so there's a lot of information on Facebook about it. There's a lot of kids going door to door right now trying to raise money so that we can purchase all that equipment. Because in order to cover all the insurance and the liability things that we need, all the kids have to have proper equipment. And so if we're not able to raise the funds that we need, which at this point is about another $3,000, $3,000 to $4,000, then we won't be able to have a hockey program this year. So we're grateful to those that have already donated and hope that more people will be able to donate towards the program.
That's Adam Calkins and a hockey league, youth hockey league, starting in Southern Lincoln County. Adam, appreciate your time. Thank you for the details. Anything else we missed about this that you need to mention for us today?
No, I don't think so. I'm just really grateful to the city of Kemmer, to Brian Muir, Lois Hicks, and John Tibbetts, as I already mentioned, and their support of this program. We're all really excited, and we hope that it can come to pass this year. Hopefully we can get all the funds raised and purchase the equipment we need to put a hockey program out on the ice.
I love it. That's Adam Calkins. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.